Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Joe Locke. He's one of the premier vibraphonists of our day. He glides effortlessly through the standards as he puts a new slant on them with solos that are musical and beautifully crafted. And it's all true, Joe. It's all true.
It's nice to be here, Marion.
It's nice to have you here. And I just got through listening to a couple of your CDs, and you really played some beautiful tunes with Kenny Barron, which pleased me a lot because I find that so many people nowadays do just their own originals. And I'm sure you do some, but not all.
Yeah, that project was kind of interesting from my standpoint in that we went into the studio really with no rehearsal and no preconception about what we were going to play. And I still remember actually being in the studio with Kenny and deferring to him and saying, what would you like to play, Kenny? And he'd say, I don't know. It's your record date, man. What are you? And I'd say, but you're Kenny Barron, but it's your record date. And we would go back and forth like this.
Oh, dear. But after you, Cecil, after you.
right, exactly. You know, and it ended up actually being one of the most enjoyable, easiest sessions I've ever done. And with Kenny, there's nothing I can't say enough about him. He's known as one of the world's greatest accompanists and pianists. Playing with him is like a big embrace. It's like a big hug. I mean, anything I would do, there are some things on the CD which are wrong that I play, which from my standpoint are wrong notes. And when I hear them with his accompaniment, they don't sound wrong. So well, he made me look good.
Well, that's nice of you to say that about him, and that's true, but you certainly sounded good. And actually, the date came off that way, very spontaneous, beautiful tunes and everything. I mean, it was nice for me to listen to, knowing that you were going to be here today and that we would be doing that same thing, vibes and piano. And I thought, well, now I have a good model to listen to and to try to emulate. In fact, why don't we do something right now? Let's pick a tune and play it.
That sounds great.
Okay, what do you say? I Should Care, how's that?
That's great.
Okay.
Let's try it.
Boy, you know, it's so much fun to play with you because you just, I guess everything you play comes from your mind, and you must have a very fast mind because, boy, those things go by like somebody mentioned that you, the mallets are like falling rain.
Oh,
that's pretty picturesque, isn't it?
That's nice.
Isn't that nice? But it's true. I mean, I don't know how you think of those things to do. Well, I guess
I'm a frustrated, for years I was a frustrated saxophone player. Actually, tenor saxophone is in my mind.
Did you ever play the sax?
Never played the sax. I could play the beginning of the melody to Summertime in D minor. But I wanted to play lines and in a linear concept of the saxophonist I admired.
Well, I think you're doing that.
Well, I'm self-taught on the vibes, and the technique, any technique I have developed has come from just trying to execute saxophone lines, you know, that Charlie Parker, you know, Coltrane, Cannonball, and trumpet players too, like Lee Morgan, Freddie Hubbard.
Well, that's a great thing to do because it sure is working out. I mean, it's wonderful.
Now I'm listening to piano players, though, for the last, I mean, several years. That's been my...
Well, who do you listen to?
My influence. Well, I'm...
I mean, after Bill Evans, probably you must have listened to like Herbie, Chick probably.
Yeah, and but I mean, going back too, I really like when you listen to Herbie play. Like you hear a lot of Wynton Kelly, and I love Wynton Kelly's
fabulous
work. And
how about Tatum?
Yeah, well, that's I mean, that's so heavy. I'm just really starting to listen to Tatum, and
when
and
you start playing those lines, boy, that's going to be
it's amazing. And I, you know, hear people talk about Tatum, and it's how it was a not a forceful thing how he played. It was very easy, like an effortless thing.
Oh yeah,
it was. It was just it was beauty. I mean, coming across.
I mean, I just had luckily. I mean, I'm grateful for having a chance to watch him at many occasions. But it's funny when you watched his hands, he looked like. You wouldn't think he could execute those things with two hands flat on the piano and just sort of kind of looking out over the audience. And very, just like you say, it was very easy, very carefree and sort of, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm talking outside of my element speaking about Tatum. That's for the piano players to talk about. For me, I feel like at this point, after listening to so many saxophone players and playing in a linear way, now I'm actually going back and learning some stuff about playing very simple block chord harmonies. I got a book, actually. I like to plug Mark Levine's book.
Oh, yes, I know
that book. Keyboard Harmony.
Yes.
And I'm going back to the beginning and stuff that all piano players know that I don't know is about playing simple harmonies, which sound great on the vibes, but
yeah,
I'm just starting to incorporate some of that stuff into my playing, so it's back to the beginning again.
Well, listen, you've got a chance now to sort of show us what you're doing, because before the show we were talking about ballads that we like, and you mentioned a wonderful ballad that I love and you're going to do by yourself. Now you can show off doing all those things. Okay. My One and Only Love, how about that? Will you do that?
I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay. You're on your own.
Right.
I think you're well on your way to playing those pretty piano chords you're talking about. That was nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Actually, I never heard anybody play that tune on the vibes. And that's one of my favorites. But I started thinking about your background because you spent most of your early life in Rochester, New York, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
My favorite town.
Yeah. I've spent
a lot of time there. I used to work in a...
At the Round Towner?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard you there. I heard you there.
You did?
Yes, I heard you there. And I'm trying to think who maybe you were playing with.
I had Michael Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, I did have Ben Reilly, I think. But then I had a drummer named Eric Nebbia. I had somebody else I can't think of now. Maybe I'll think of it later. But I loved that place. And what I also used to do, and maybe you remember this... Let's go down to the Eastman School and hang out and watch Chuck Mangione rehearse.
Sure.
Well, were you there then? No.
I was there when Chuck was there, and I was probably in grade school and high school. I grew up there in the 70s, and I used to go to the Eastman Theater and see everyone rehearsing. And at the time I was growing up, there were some great musicians. There, Steve Davis, the bass player who played with the Coltrane Group, was living there. He had been playing with Chuck.
Well, you must have worked with Bill Dobbins and or known Bill Dobbins.
Bill Dobbins was a teacher of mine at the Eastman, and I can't thank him enough for giving me so much of an education in a short amount of time. I studied with him briefly, but he taught me really like how what hard work it is, and also how what a joyous thing it is to play this music. And he was just an amazing person, and I was blessed to have been able to be around him. I'd like to make it clear, however, that as much as I studied privately with Bill for a short time, but I pride myself on the fact that I'm not a product of the academic world, jazz education, that I learned how to play in an apprenticeship way, and I learned how to play on the street. By the time I was out of high school, I'd been studying privately at the Eastman, but I was working with some organ groups in Rochester, and so I didn't go to college, and I used to feel ashamed of that fact. Now I feel a little bit proud of the fact that I came up the old-fashioned way, learning from my elders. You know?
Well, but you've got the best of both worlds, because you had the little bit of academia, but learning by doing, I still think, is the best way.
Yeah.
Well, what would be fun to do? I love tunes by Henry Mancini. Why don't we do Days of Wine and Roses?
That sounds great.
Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.